This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here this afternoon with Marcia Goddard, who is a candidate for the Johnson County School District Number 1 School Board. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's just jump in and tell us what prompted you to run for the school board.
Well, I've always thought about running for the school board, and this year all three of our children are in school, so I felt like I had more time and the flexibility that it takes to be do a really good job at being a school board member. And if I get elected, I would like to be able to dedicate as much time as possible to that.
It does take some time to be a good school board member. You know, you're a busy wife and a busy mother, and your husband works a lot of hours.
Yes, he does.
You and I know about that.
Very much so.
Wives of doctors. How are you going to carve out the time to be a board member?
Well, currently I've been a nurse for many years, but I don't actually clinically work anymore. I've decided that it's more important to be with my children and be a mother to those little people, and just support my husband in as many ways as possible. And then we run our ranch out of town, and I do that as well. So with that, being in agriculture and doing your own business, you just have a lot of flexibility. So I feel like there are times during the day now, like I said, a full day to myself, I'll have more time to just dedicate that to the school board position.
Great. So tell us a little bit maybe about yourself, and maybe what previous experience or qualification do you bring to make you a great board member?
I grew up on a ranch in South Dakota, so I am a transplant into this community. But I absolutely love Buffalo. It's a wonderful place. I'm glad that we ended up here. I finished my nursing degree in 2003, and so being a nurse mostly in the emergency department, I feel like that one gives me just organization skills, a lot of teamwork, and prioritizing what actually are true things that are going to be beneficial and not. So those are good skills that I have. Being an owner of a ranch, I feel like that has given me financial benefits that I think are very important to a school board as well.
Those sound like great qualities. So talking a little bit more about just you and what you bring to the position, would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or progressive? And maybe give us a little example of how you would go about that with that mindset in a board meeting or as a board member.
That's a hard question, and it's hard to say because I feel like I could put myself in different categories at different times in my life or in different situations. Financially, I think I'm pretty conservative. I feel like I've always been taught you do not spend more than what you have, and I try to teach that to my children, and my husband and I very much stick to that. So I think that is very beneficial, especially when it comes to a board, and I know financial times are kind of upon us. So that would be, like I said, probably a benefit. But I also don't think, I could consider myself maybe, I don't know if truly progressive is the right way to say, but I feel like we can't stay and do something the same way that we've done it forever and ever. So we always have to, you know, kind of stick with the times, see what's happening. Does that fit what we're doing? Does it not? But I don't think we can be 100% concrete and we've done it this way forever and we always have to continue doing that. So if that makes me progressive, I guess you could say that. But I think we all, as human beings, know we are constantly changing and evolving with the times. So like I said, I could probably fit myself into any category at any time. It just is always situational dependent.
Well, so you've touched a little bit on economics, and tough economic times require tough decisions. Are there any areas that you personally would maybe prioritize if you as a board had to prioritize spending cuts or places in the budget where you would just say, nope, not going to cut that? I mean, what would you prioritize?
Those are really hard because there are so many players in the game, and you never want to cut things that, obviously, there's going to be things out there that someone always is going to think that should be the priority and this should not. And I think that's why we have a board, so we can all really see everyone's side and decide together why, you know, one area should be cut versus another. I don't know that I particularly have a spot that I would say, yes, that definitely needs to go, or this definitely needs to stay. But I think our focuses really need to be on our teachers, the quality of teachers we're having, and what is good for them to make them be effective in teaching our students, because that's important. And then I do think our nutritional services needs to be kind of a priority too. We need to focus on that. Our kids need to have a healthy meal to be the best that they can be and actually be productive during school and be focused and pay attention.
Sounds good. So every board member's voice is important. And you mentioned, you know, working as a team. You know, each board member is just one voice, and there's nine. So there's going to be times when you really feel passionately about something, but you are outvoted and the board goes a different way. How do you propose to deal with that?
Well, I can tell you from experience, my husband and I are both pretty passionate people. We don't always agree, but at the end of the day, we always come together as a family. I think I am a person that can look past that and can be okay with, hey, you didn't agree with me, but at the end of the day, we're still a team here. We're still working together. We still respect each other. And it's okay to have different opinions, and you're not always going to win, and that's fine. But I do think it's important that we all listen and we all respect each other when we're making those decisions.
That is super important on a board. You're right. So schools are expected now these days to deliver way more than just classroom education. Do you have a thought about that? What are your focuses or priorities as a district when you're expected to deliver so much more?
Well, I mean, the end goal is to produce these kids that can go out and be successful, and that's no matter what they want to do, just so they can be whatever career they decide to choose, or if they decide to just not even go to school and just go straight into a workforce job, or, you know, maybe develop their own company, whatever. I'm not going to stop anyone from doing that. I think that's great, but it's hard to place one spot because it's not a one size fits all, right? Everyone's going to flourish in different things. I do think we need to be proficient in math, obviously, and reading. We need to know those things, but I also think kids need that freedom to explore other areas, because not everyone is going to be the next scientist out there, and they need to be okay with knowing that there are other things too. So that's a tough question.
Yeah, it would take a lot of thinking. So what will you do to make sure you are the best possible school board member? What do you think, you know, are important qualities, talents, or characteristics of a good board member?
Well, I think, again, it keeps coming back to, one, being a good team player. Two, I think the school board is not just nine people. It's our entire community. We need to listen to what is our teachers telling us, what are our parents telling us, what are our students telling us, what's coming from the administration. All of these things, we need to listen to all of these voices, because I think there are good things from everybody. Not everyone's going to see the whole picture. We have to have all of these players in there telling us, this is going on over here. Maybe we could do this better. What about this? So I think it's important to be an active listener and not to just jump to conclusion about things, but bring that back so we can have these open discussions and make good decisions that way.
That sounds great. So, Marcia, we have talked about quite a few things, why we should vote for Marcia Goddard for school board for Johnson County. Do you have any other issues or things you want to talk about that would convince the voters that you are the candidate they should tick that box for?
Well, Marcy, like I said again, I do love this town. I love this community, and I just would be very, very honored to serve on a board, and especially one that's as special as the school board. I know it's a lot of time, it's a lot of dedication, but I'm absolutely up for the challenge.
Great. Well, this is Marcy Schuler for 307 Net Radio, and here with Marcia Goddard, candidate for Johnson County School District Number 1 School Board.